Did you know that inside your body right now is a medicine that can effectively treat over 100 so-called untreatable diseases? Inside each one of us is the most powerful medicine ever known to man. From the time that we are born, we all have what are called adult stem cells. I prefer a more accurate term, repair stem cells, because that is what they are, that is what they do, and that is what they keep doing. Great doctors from all over the world are now using repair stem cells to save and improve lives. Heart patients who were told to go home and die are now regularly jogging uphill. The symptoms of Parkinson's patients are being reduced. Blind children are slowly gaining some sight. Autistic children are taking a step back toward normalcy. Some paralyzed patients who were told that they would never walk again are walking again. And this is merely the beginning of the greatest medical science in the history of the world. I'm Don Margolis of the Repair Stem Cell Institute, and we want you to have all of the information about this amazing field of medical self-repair. This information could just save the life of someone you love.
Hi, this is Don Margolis. Welcome to The Truth About Stem Cells. We're going to start today with talking about a term I made up years ago, which no matter how much I search, I don't see anybody else admitting it. So the term is the embryonic hoax. Now, you've heard a lot about embryonic stem cells, and you've been convinced that it's the future of medicine, when it's, in truth, it's the future of nothing. Let's go back and talk about the system and how it works. The medical system in most of the developed world, but certainly in North America, has three rules. Rule number one, profits are all that matters. Rule number two, when in doubt, refer to rule number one. Rule number three, patients are lab rats. Their job is to buy pills and buy expensive, useless treatments and to die young. That is the truth. And when people scream and said, no, that's not so, we have the greatest medical system in the world in America, it means that you've been brainwashed to believe a bunch of baloney. In fact, just this week, a major doctor organization in the United States sent out all sorts of press releases showing that in the one country in the world that spends more per person on medical treatments, it has the worst results in the entire developed world, and that's the United States of America. Other countries spend 10% of their national product on medical costs. The United States spends 18% of its income on medical costs and gets the worst results. Now, why is that? Well, number one, you have three organizations which you probably would believe are meant to serve you and make you healthier. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Food and Drug Administration is supposed to protect you against poisons. Their job, in reality, is to give you poisons. Now, why do I say that? Well, what most people don't understand is that the Food and Drug Administration is a division of Big Pharma. It is not a government organization, although President Obama can appoint somebody there if he feels like it. But nothing happens without the approval of pharma. So that the FDA constantly approves things that don't work and approves things with false clinical trials, most done outside the United States. But that's not all there is. There's a Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. Check out everything they come out with recently, and you'll see it's all meant to protect pharma's profits. Same goes, and you're going to love this one, there's a semi-quasi-governmental organization called the National Institutes of Health. Now, your tax money pays for these guys, and there's 100 top-rated doctors who, when the FDA wants to get cover for some of their rotten decisions that kill people instead of save them, they go to the National Institutes of Health, and the National Institutes of Health is supposed to say, here's our considered medical advice, and the considered medical advice turns out to be always, always to protect Big Pharma's profits. Now, why do you say, do all these big shot doctors with lots of letters after their name always protect pharma's profits? I'll give you a quick clue. It was exposed by a Chicago TV station, I believe it was CBS Chicago, that the overwhelming majority of these 100-plus doctors are major shareholders in pharmaceutical companies. Duh. So that's the basis for what I call the embryonic hoax. You have pharma controlling not only every government every federal government aspect of regulation, but they also own or control every major newspaper in North America. Now you say, how can they own or control it? Well, pharma makes a lot of money. They make $250 million profit a day. With that money, they do a lot of advertising to keep convincing you that all their drugs are just wonderful, whether they work or not. So those advertising dollars go to newspapers, television networks, some radio. And you say, well, why should I think that the New York Times will lie to me about stem cells, or lie to me about stem cells and say they don't work? The answer is this. They're instructed to by pharma. Because if the newspapers don't follow their instructions, they stop. They just say, we're going to stop advertising, and zoom, that newspaper is out of business. Because the newspaper business is very borderline these days, as the internet keeps eating into it. So the newspapers and even magazines like Forbes and television shows like CNN, they all are obliged to pharma. And whether or not they're obliged, many of them are controlled by the same billionaires. CBS Network is not composed of little shareholders. CBS Network is run by billionaires. And they do whatever big business wants them to do, because they're all big businessmen themselves. So that is why you cannot get stem cells in the United States. And we have a lot of fantasy-minded doctors and scientists and companies in the United States all going through the long process to get approval from the FDA for their stem cells. What they don't know is right now in the United States Senate is a bill going through, which is, in my opinion, at least 80% to be approved, which says, in effect, that the FDA will permanently stop all adult stem cell treatments in the United States of America, no matter how many people it kills. So, you're constantly given lies in newspapers that adult stem cells don't work. You're constantly, now, how about your poor doctor? How about him? Well, the three major medical journals in the United States are all owned and operated by pharma, not technically, no, they're not the shareholders, but they are owned in the extent that their money keeps those journals going. And without pharma's money, you can, the three big ones, Nature, Science, and the New England Journal, which is absolutely the worst and most corrupt. Now, we'll get into those corruption things later on, but for now, we're just going to go with a simple example. The FDA was asked several years ago, I think it was 2009, to question and stop drug-eluting stents because too many good doctors knew they were eluting poisons. And so the FDA does what it always does. It says, yes, we're going to have a hearing. So they named these nine doctors that had applied, plus three of their own doctors, and they said, we're going to be a committee to decide whether indeed drug-eluting stents are poison. Well, it's 100% that they are. So 3 months goes by, and the millions come in from the two companies who make billions from selling you poisonous stents. And lo and behold, 3 months later, the FDA said, here's the new committee who's going to decide. And they filled it up with nine doctors who make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year prescribing and selling and performing stents, drug-eluting stents. They had a quick meeting and said, we don't think we need to meet right now. And that was the end of it. Everybody now gets poisonous stents quite legally. So much for this week's embryonic hoax. We're going to move on to our next subject. And we have one of America's top nutritionists, Dr. Jim Brawley, who is an excellent stem cell doctor. And on top of that, he is a nutritionist, and he has successfully married diet and stem cells. But his subject today is something else. Let's welcome Dr. Jim Brawley.
Thank you, Don. I'm going to talk today about hyperbaric oxygen therapy and stem cells. I'm going to argue that oxygen is like a nutrient, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. By the way, the FDA considers oxygen a drug, which creates problems. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too. About 7 to 8 years ago, I met with Dr. Fernando Ramirez for the first time, later to become a very good friend and my partner at Stem Cell Center of North America. At this meeting, I was also introduced to a patient he had recently treated with stem cells. This was a 19-year-old college student from Peru, who had suffered severe, tragic brain injuries from an automobile accident some 9 years before I met him. The accident had left him bedridden, unable to walk, unable to crawl, unable to talk, was not able to feed himself, was not able to control his bowel or bladder, and with severe muscle wasting and constrictions, it left him basically in a permanent fetal-like position. He was basically existing as in a vegetative state 24 hours a day. 9 months before our meeting, Dr. Maris had administered umbilical cord blood stem cells and placenta stem cells to this boy by IV and spinal tap. And importantly, after stem cell therapy, the boy received approximately 41-hour sessions of hyperbaric oxygen therapy inside a pressurized chamber. When I met him, he was sitting in a wheelchair alongside his parents, and then I introduced myself and his parents, and he stood up from the wheelchair with a huge smile, limped across the room, stood up in front of me, reached out and shook my hand, then proceeded to carry on a friendly, confident conversation with me. I was thunderstruck, stunned. Maybe is a better word. I had never seen such a thing in all my years of medicine. I remember saying to myself that someday I wanted to be part of the stem cell world. I recall being fascinated with the use of stem cells, of course, but also by the use of hyperbaric oxygen therapy in combination with stem cells. And a lot has happened in this area of hyperbaric oxygen research over the last few years, so I'd like to bring you up to date. First of all, what is hyperbaric oxygen therapy? I'm going to shorten the phrase, refer to it as HBOT. It involves the patient sitting or lying down alone in a pressurized hard shell chamber, usually under about 1.5 to 2 atmospheres of pressure, with a level of oxygen concentration within the chamber ranging anywhere from that of a normal room air, which is around 21% oxygen, up to 100% pure oxygen. It's painless. It doesn't create problems. The most common symptom is air pressure changes that are easily corrected by swallowing, yawning, or pretending that you're blowing your nose. So it's a very non-toxic form of therapy. Depending on the patient, the condition being treated, each HBOT session usually lasts for 1 to 2 hours. Often a patient will receive, for best effects, 30 to 41-hour HBOT sessions within the chamber, one session each day over a period of a month or two. Sometimes if a patient's coming from out of town and can't visit the clinic on a daily basis, two sessions with 3 to 4 hours between the sessions is sometimes preferred. Very quickly, what are the conditions being treated with HBOT? Well, we know about decompression sickness, so-called the bends, when experienced by scuba divers when they surface too quickly, but a lot of other conditions are now being treated. There are 15 conditions treated that are approved officially by the FDA. They include infections, primarily bacterial infections, skin grafts, burns, diabetic foot ulcers and wounds, but where the real excitement and promise, I think, lies is in the so-called off-label treatments, non-FDA-approved diseases and injuries, such as type 2 diabetes. I'm going to talk about that for a few moments a little bit later. Brain trauma, like the Peruvian boy, stroke, Parkinson's disease, certain types of cancer, coronary artery disease, sports injuries, multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, senility, and even autism. That's becoming a popular disease for HBO therapy. How does it work? Without going into a long dissertation, in essence, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, at least in part, enhances the body's natural healing process by delivering oxygen under pressure inside the chamber, increasing oxygen content in the patient's blood and other fluids. This floods oxygen-starved tissue with more oxygen, thus stimulating healing. But what's the most dramatic and the most exciting, it's now been shown and demonstrated clearly and repeatedly that HBOT, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, dramatically increases stem cell recruitment and mobilization of stem cells into the bloodstream by up to 800%. 2 hours of HBOT has been shown to double the amount of your own stem cells circulating in the bloodstream. 20 to 40 hours of hyperbaric oxygen exposure increases stem cells by 800%. This is extraordinary. This is extremely important. In another study, that, by the way, that study was from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. Another very important study came out in March of this year in the March issue of Cell Transplantation. It involves stem cells, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and diabetes. The University of Miami, over a period of 1 week, 25 diabetic patients had 5 one-hour-long sessions of hyperbaric oxygen treatment just before and right after their own stem cells were injected back into their person. Prior to that, they had bone marrow stem cells extracted from their own bone marrow by biopsy, then multiplied in the lab before they were brought back to the patient to be injected back into the patient. At the time of therapy, all 25 type 2 diabetic patients were taking either insulin or metformin or both to control their blood sugar. What was the outcome? 4 of the patients were able to stop insulin after 5 HBOT stem cell treatments, completely stopped the insulin, didn't require it again. 15 were able to gradually reduce their insulin over a course of 1 year, and the remaining 10 diabetics stopped or reduced their metformin dose. By the way, this dispels a very common notion in the stem cell industry that's been around for years that HBOT performed at the same time as stem cell therapy is contraindicated. Somehow it killed stem cells or attenuated, weakened them. In fact, it appears from this study that the best time is just before and just after stem cell therapy. So in summary, HBOT, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, is now being used successfully in many diseases. I think, fascinatingly, many of the chronic so-called untreatable diseases that also respond to stem cell therapy. Remember, one session of HBOT doubles the patient's circulating stem cells. 20 to 40 sessions increases circulating stem cells by 800%. More of your own stem cells in circulation, the better the outcome. So, a growing body of scientific evidence shows that hyperbaric oxygen therapy improves outcomes in many patients when combined with stem cell therapy. I think that boy from Peru with the brain injury and the diabetic patients would certainly agree with that. And with that, back to you, Don.
Thank you, Dr. Jim. I'd like to mention in conclusion that the two most advanced stem cell clinics in the world, the ones that use a lot more than stem cells to help a patient get better. One is the Brawley Ramirez Treatment Center in Mexico, and the other is in Bangkok. And obviously, a lot more people in North America go to the closer one, but both have a complete understanding of diet and various treatments and physical therapy and hyperbaric. Okay, let's now go to a couple of very interesting heart patients, two guys that were very, very sick, and I do mean really sick, and one of them, a chap named Mark from Pittsburgh, delayed his stem cells while he went to check something out with his doctors, and they dadgum near killed him, tried to convince him that he needed a heart transplant, and he managed to break away from them, went down to Dr. Vigna, and got a cardiac treatment that really worked, and he was within a month dancing the jig. But more importantly, Mark is a singer who is an amateur singer who enjoys singing as a hobby, and Mark knows how to enjoy life. So, having said that, take it away, Mark.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
And that brings us to number two, a chap named Joel from Virginia. Joel is a local professional, and he actually had an event that helped pay for his, helped pay part of his stem cell treatment, and he actually puts on shows. Now, after he went down for heart stem cells, he also was treated simultaneously for diabetes, and he didn't expect much, but then 2 weeks after treatment, he was feeling quite good, and his sugar numbers had already improved within 3 weeks, and he started walking his dogs about three-quarters of a mile, and he exercises on the treadmills. This is after only 2-3 weeks. But he asked that I listen to one of his songs, and here it comes. Take it away, Mark. Thank you. This is, I miscalled his name. This is Joel in Virginia. Now, if any of you listeners would like to communicate with these two heart patients who are now super healthy, just call the Stem Cell Institute, number 214-556-6377. Best time to call is late afternoon, either all the way across the country, Pacific to Eastern. Now we're going to, for the first time, open our lines for questioning. Here are the numbers. 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next subject, which is adipose stem cells. Adipose stem cells 3 years ago were not being used. Adipose stem cells are a product of a mini liposuction which extracts fat from the patient's tummy. That's right. A mini lipo cuts out fat from the tummy, obviously making the patient slightly thinner and slightly less heavy. But that's not the purpose. The purpose of a mini lipo is the extra strong stem cells, which come out in huge numbers when there is a mini lipo. And it makes the process a little bit more expensive. And the number one stem cell center in the world who uses adipose stem cells for everything is the Regenerative Medicine Institute of Mexico. And they got a bunch of good doctors, most of them admitted to American boards, and every patient they treat is treated with adipose stem cells. And it works like this. They have a doctor, usually a plastic surgeon or equivalent, and he does the surgery without general anesthesia, perhaps a needle, and cuts out the fat cells, and they're rushed back into the clean room where they are washed off and put into either needles or catheters, depending upon the disease, and they're rushed back. The patient's still waiting after having gone this, and he gets his stem cells. Believe it or not, he gets his stem cells immediately in large numbers, and the results are still getting better and better. But if you want to connect with one of the top doctors at Regenerative Medicine, again, call this number late afternoon or evening, 214-556-6377, and we will connect you with the doctor who handles your treatment for your condition. Let's take our half-hour break now, and we'll come back. And talk about the Caribbean Best Stem Cell Treatment Center.
Since 2005, Don Margulis has been quietly earning the title of the voice of stem cell science for his tireless advocacy of the safety and efficacy of repair stem cells to help patients recover from more than 100 different diseases and medical conditions, including the big three chronic killers in the U.S., cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Learn the truth about stem cells with Don Margulis, chairman and founder of the Repair Stem Cell Institute, the world's only stem cell patient advocacy company helping you and your loved ones to make educated choices and connect with the world's finest stem cell doctors on BBS Radio.
We'll go and we're going to talk about a wonderful stem cell treatment center in, of all places, the Dominican Republic. Now, of course, you know you can't get any serious stem cell treatments in the United States, but if you live on the East Coast, you can get a nonstop flight out of New York, out of Miami or Newark, and fly nonstop to the Caribbean. The name of the institute is called Cell Care, and they've treated over 200 heart patients using, of course, the patient's own stem cells coming from the bone marrow, and they have a wonderful lead doctor there, Dr. Loriano, and they do heart treatments, and we recommend people in the eastern part of the country as the closest flight. And they also do a couple other things. They're pretty good with COPD, and so if you want to find out about them, just call the 214 number, and we'll line you up with their doctors immediately. Right now, we have a caller, Denise, calling from Dallas. Is this the Denise I know?
It sure is.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing fine. Listen, this is my question about the adipose, the stem cells that you get from the fatty tissue. I don't weigh very much. Right now I weigh 95 pounds, and I've often wondered how I could get enough stem cells out of the fat that I do have, which is not much, so I'm waiting for your answer.
Thank you, Denise. The answer is that it's. I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know the doctor who does. And if you haven't changed your phone number, I will have him call you over the weekend.
It's Frankel.
Same number? Good. And yes. His name, I will ask a couple of doctors if they want to call you, and you may wind up getting two doctors calling you. You were saying, Denise?
No, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Okay, and they will know the answer to the specific question you asked. I know it's not easy for a skinny person, but thanks for the call. And ladies and gentlemen, you should know Denise is bedridden with very serious conditions, and she is the most active bedridden patient I've ever met. And it's such a pleasure and an honor to be associated with Denise Neal in Dallas. I'm told we have another call. Are you online, Josh?
I am here.
Speak.
Can you hear me? Okay, well, I
perfectly hear you.
My brother actually has type 1 diabetes, and you know, I've heard that stem cells can be an effective diabetes treatment, but what I really want to know is, can stem cells really cure my brother's diabetes? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
The direct answer to your question is no, but there are no cures, and we don't expect any in this decade. What we expect is the patient to get halfway back to normal. And what that means is, and in the most successful cases with diabetes type 1, is that the patients in a very short time give up their insulin needles, and they consider it an improvement if they can drop down to pills, but some of them actually drop all insulin, and if they work carefully, with other medication. Having said that, let me accentuate, and I'm going to sound like Dr. Brawley now. This does not work, no matter how good the stem cells are. This will not work without strict dietary, sick dietary rules, which are specially made for diabetics. And that is why the Repair Stem Cell Institute, for every patient treated for diabetes, we make them agree that they're going to follow Dr. Brawley's advice, and we pay Dr. Brawley to handle patient by patient their dietary rules. And if you are a diabetic, whether it's one or two, you must follow your dietary and, of course, your exercise rules, and you will get better in most cases. If not, it will go away. So the stem cells won't work as much. Thank you for the call, Josh. Next caller, please. Hi, this is Don. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and who's this?
This is Renata Lemon.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
What can I do for you, Vanessa?
Oh, I have a question. I've been reading all your newsletters for years now. I have a pacemaker, and I had what is called the ablation done.
Uh-huh.
Where they zap the electrical, whatever. I've been informed that I have two more valves that started leaking now. Have you ever been able to help somebody like that with the stem cell treatment?
Good question, Vanessa. Hang up and listen to the answer. The answer is yes, with a couple of notes. First of all, pacemakers and other machines are welcomed by the stem cell doctors. In fact, they prefer that if the person needs a pacemaker or any of the other machinery, that they get that before the stem cell treatment. So you already have it. It's not an issue. The fact that you've had ablation doesn't mean anything to the stem cell doctors. It doesn't affect anything. However, let's get on to the valves. And here's the rules that have been established over the years. If it's a small valve problem and a small leak, the stem cell doctors prefer that you get the stem cell treatment first, and then you talk to your home doctor about fixing the small valve problem, because the stem cells will not help the valve problem. They just say you should get the stem cells and strengthen up before you go through the valve operation. For the valve patient whose valves are in bad shape, the stem cell doctors will, of course, reject the cases because they know the patient won't be helped. So that's the answer to your question, Vanessa. And to all three callers, I say thank you for calling in, and you're always welcome at the Repair Stem Cell Institute. Now, we finished talking about the cell care in the Caribbean. They specialize in heart. They specialize in lungs. And we can get you to talk to the lead doctors simply by calling us on our 214 number. Okay. The latest in stem cell science. There are two dramatic breakthroughs that have happened in the last week. This is unusual. We always get breakthroughs. But first, before I go into explaining them, do not think that these treatments will be available at any time in this decade. What we're reporting to you is lab results and test patients, not places that are advertising come to us for treatment. But it's great indications. The most exciting one to me, and Mr. Engineer, after this, we're going to take another brief break, and that is in 2009, there was an HIV patient that was treated with stem cells, but it was treated for something else. And lo and behold, completely shocking everybody, HIV had disappeared from that patient in less than 2 years. I mean, just slowly melted away. And everybody that's heard about it, thinks that there's a treatment out there, and they never treated anybody other than that. However, this week, the news has leaked out that two HIV patients have been treated, and it's working. Now, we'll talk more about that later, but right now, we have a call-in, and it's Malaya's mom. So, can you hear me?
Hi, Don. Yes, I can hear you. How you doing, sweetie?
Okay, where are you calling from?
Pasco, Washington.
Pasco, Washington, in the far Pacific Northwest. Okay.
That's
right. We've talked before, and thank you for calling in. What's your exact question?
The exact question had a lot to do with the lady that you just spoke with the heart valve issues, and and the recommendation, of course, of potentially having a stem cell treatment prior to having any type of corrective surgery. And
not any type. Let's correct that slightly. If the valve problem is not light, if it's serious and heavy, the stem cell doctors will not accept the case because they know stem cells don't help the valve. What they do will strengthen the patient, strengthen the heart, and make the surgery that much safer. But not if it's bad, stem cells cannot help it. It only can be helped by surgery. Anything else?
Certainly. Well, and like in our daughter's case, Mylea has a heart condition called Eisenmenger syndrome that has also impacted her lungs. She has secondary pulmonary hypertension. And she has been blessed to be the recipient of not one but two adult stem cell transplants over the past several years and has shown remarkable improvement in her pressures, in her lung pressures, and her overall ability to function. And we're really excited at the prospect of her getting one additional stem cell treatment here in the near future, so she will be able to go on to have some type of corrective heart surgery. And she's doing great. She's doing wonderful.
Okay, when you're ready, you just call the 214 number or you have my email address, and I will give you three current choices. Choices constantly change, by the way. But currently, yes, I have three excellent choices for lung treatments, three, and a couple, one that's been around for a while and been successful, and two new ones that you don't know about. So when you're ready, call in or send me an email. And thanks for the call.
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have you been told repair stem cells are untested, unsafe, ineffective, and even detrimental? Not true. In fact, the safety and efficacy of repair stem cells have been proven in over 1,500 clinical trials in the United States and around the world. Repair stem cells are currently used by doctors worldwide to help people suffering from over 100 serious and so-called untreatable medical conditions. Learn the truth about stem cells with Don Margolis, chairman and founder of the Repair Stem Cell Institute, the world's only stem cell patient advocacy company, helping you and your loved ones to make educated choices and connect with the world's finest stem cell doctors on BBS Radio.
Okay, two men who have had grueling bone marrow treatments for cancer are enjoying a happy side effect, and this story happens all the time with stem cells. These two men had AIDS when they went in for their cancer stem cells, and suddenly they're free of AIDS. Of course, the doctors are properly handling it low-key. They say it's not ready to call it a cure, but they have stopped taking HIV drugs and remained free of the virus for 4 months in one case and 2 months on another. So I'd like to give credit to the Dr. Timothy Henrich of Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School in Boston. Of course, the men don't want their names released, but it was at an international conference recently that this fact was let known. Like I said, they're not ready to cure the cure, but it certainly is exciting information. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I understand we have a caller. Can you hear me, Mr. Caller?
Yes, Don.
Yes, and what can I do to help you?
Don, this is Don from Thailand, and I'm calling with a question about stem cells treatment for heart disease. I have a 94-year-old mother who suffers from cardiomyopathy, and I know from reading your heart cell stem cell website that stem cells can be an effective treatment for heart disease. My question is, are they a viable treatment for a woman that age, for a 94-year-old?
That's a darn good question, Don, in Thailand. Let me tell you this. It's an interesting story, and that's why let everybody hear it. The year was 2005, and as many of my listeners know, that the very first stem cell company in the world was begun by me and a couple other forward-looking guys. And we treated heart patients, and the stem cells were made in Israel, and the treatment was in two top hospitals in Bangkok. we were doing fantastic, and you know, we're putting results out over the internet. And one day we got a letter from a chap in the United States who said, I tried to apply for stem cells, and I was told there was an age limit of 75. And he says, I demand that you treat me, and I will sign any document you want. So the doctor said, why the heck not? And so, you know, everybody's been treated so far, has been totally safe. So we let him, and we actually had in that year, 2006, 10 octogenarians. Now, here's the interesting part. We also had, the next year we treated one or two 90-year-olds, but the interesting part is that for all patients of all ages, we were running 70% success. What that meant is 70% of them got better, markedly better in their own words, and 30% got no harm, no foul, and no gain. But looking at the 10 people that were octogenarians, they got the same exact result. I know it's a coincidence, but 7 of the 10 got better, in their own words, and 3 of the 10 didn't. Now, another interesting thing is one of the 7 was a medical doctor himself. And he had been pretty sick, and the stem cells did their thing, but he didn't care that he had a treatment. He got a second treatment the next year and a third treatment the year after that. He was a retired doctor. He could afford it. And he lasted 5 years before he died of some non-cardio cause. And that should answer the question for Don's mother. The doctors will look very closely at her medical records, and they will look very closely at yours too, dear listener, if you have a heart condition, because the rules of the game are this. In order to be approved, you have to pass, they have to look at all the records and then make a decision. And the decision is only consists of two parts. Part number one is, will stem cells help this particular heart patient? And if the answer is yes, that step one is successful. If the answer is no, they will decline immediately. Part two is, can the patient travel to the medical facility? Now, of course, perhaps it's easy for somebody living in Miami to fly 1-2 hours to the Dominican Republic, but the rule is the doctor and the patient's local doctor have to approve that 2-hour plane flight, and in some cases 4 hours, in some cases it's more. So that has to be approved. In those two cases, we feel that age doesn't matter. And if the patient can travel, despite the age, to Israel, they have a method of handling the stem cells and using umbilical cord stem cells so they don't have to use the elderly stem cells, and they have the ability to do that. Thank you for the question, Don.
Thank you, Don. It was very, very helpful.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed the story.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go. Now we're going back to the new science. And the new science these days is unbelievably the making of livers. This came out this week. And they are now making livers from stem cells. And it's a complicated process, and we're not going to get into it now, but Dr. Doris Taylor, the godmother of all stem cell treatments, went to Spain and showed them how to make hearts, and the Spanish are doing it very, very well, and they're expecting to actually start doing it, if you can believe it, instead of giving you a heart that doesn't that doesn't match your DNA and having to take drugs to cripple your body and the immune system, it'd be wonderful to get your own heart made from your own stem cells. Well, apparently the same thing is happening in liver. I don't want to make any predictions, and it certainly won't be available this decade, but stem cells can create livers, and we're already, but for those that don't want to wait, we already have two doctors who are confident in treating the liver for liver ailments, and just call the 214 numbers and we'll connect you with those doctors. I assume no more calls, Mr. Engineer, so we can go on to our next subject. Let's talk about FDA-approved USA stem cells. Now, there is a new company in the United States, and they have lined up a half a dozen doctors so far who are going to give stem cell treatments for a limited number of diseases, certainly not heart, and certainly not liver or kidney. But if you can't travel, and if you can't travel outside the country, or you don't want to travel outside the country, well, we now have an alternative for you. It won't be super duper stem cells like the adipose stem cells in Mexico or the super duper stem cells in Israel, but they will be simple stem cells, usually adipose, and they have a special deal. You can go to any one of their USA centers, and they don't have anything in the Pacific area yet, but you can go to any one of their centers, and for diabetes type 2 only, and for COPD, not pulmonary hypertension, and a couple other diseases, you can get treated for $12,000. And then on top of that, they have a wonderful add-on. And that wonderful add-on is you can take the adipose stem cells that they had extracted from you. They send it to a lab, and they store a large number of your adipose stem cells for only $5,000. And that's stored permanently. And that's the good news. The great news is if you come in for this $12,000 simple treatment, and yes, it's not as good as some of the others that are out there, but it does work, and pay the $12,000. And before you come in for your treatment, you decide you want to permanently store your stem cells at this age. If you're 48 years old today, you can store your 48-year-old stem cells today, and they'll always be your 48-year-old stem cells for many, many years. Now, the great news is that this company has opened up a center in Mexico because they can't treat the simple treatments that with the untouched stem cells in the United States. So you come back for your improved stem cells and cultivated and stored in large numbers, and all you got to do is go to Cancun, Mexico, and pay the doctor $1,000, and he will give you your stem cells once a year if you want. Of course, there's travel expenses involved, but it's not a bad deal. If you have COPD or diabetes type 2, or you're just dead set against leaving, not going out of the United States for treatment, call the 214 number or email me at don@repairstemcells.org. Tell me your medical condition, and I'll line you up with the doctors to talk to you. Now, yeah, I just mentioned Doris Taylor. Doris Taylor, I called her the godmother of stem cell therapy. And Doris Taylor is, we're going to talk about her in the first segment next week, the godmother of stem cell science and stem cell treatments. A great, great woman, and we're going to talk to her in the opening segment and when we talk about the embryonic hoax. Mr. Engineer, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. And you have any questions, don@repairstemcells.org. Let me know what's troubling you, and I'll see what I can do. Bye-bye.
If you or a loved one suffers from a chronic disease, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to suffer, as the medical establishment may suggest. You definitely can have a better quality of life and prolong your years without chemicals, scalpels, radiation, anesthesia, and pills, and more pills. I'm Don Margolis, and I started the Repair Stem Cell Institute to make sure you have all the information you need about how this amazing therapy can help you. Visit our website, repairstemcells.org, and learn how stem cells can help improve your life. If you feel they are the best treatment path for you, simply fill out our no-obligation treatment request form and let us personally guide you through the process of finding the best stem cell doctors and centers in the world. At the Repair Stem Cell Institute, we are proud to say that we have already improved the lives of hundreds of patients. Contact us now and take an important first step toward improving your own life or the life of a loved one.